as Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's a sweet, she's the sweetest Tupelo, honey. Just like honey, baby, from the beach.
It's Friday, September 16th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. 6 years ago today, in Auburn, Alabama, I saw two big doors in the back of a church open up, and there she was, the Lindsayinator. She had her white dress on. Her daddy walked her down the aisle. She said her vows, I said mine, and boom goes the dynamite. We were married. But was that God's will for our life, for us to marry? Well, that leads to today's question. Fridays at the Daily, we take one of your questions, and today's question reads, I often pray for God's guidance, yet I feel like I'm still just living my life. I know He's always with me, but how do I really know that I'm doing God's will? I remember the first time I went to a corn maze. I was at Auburn, and it was something that the College of Agriculture did to raise money. And at the time, I was involved with a big brother program called Project Uplift, where I mentored two boys. They were brothers, Bud and Jeremiah, 7 and 10 years old. Now, this particular October day, I went to their house, picked them up, got them all excited that I was taking them to the corn maze, and off we went. We get there, and lo and behold, the night that I chose to take these two young boys to the corn maze was the night that it was actually a haunted corn maze. Or they had these guys dressed up like boogeymen, jumping out and scaring folks. And I thought to myself, well, how scary could that be? I wasn't really thinking in terms of a 7 and 10-year-old, right? All right, so we went in, we got really lost. That's what you do in mazes. But then things got really interesting. Because a guy was wearing a hockey mask like Jason from Friday the 13th. He jumped out. He's holding a machete and he just starts walking towards us. And those boys lose it. I mean, they just started screaming. They were absolutely terrified. And they were scared to the point that I had to get them out of there. Like it was bad. They were clinging to me and screaming and they weren't moving. So I had to get them out of there. Well, it's not that easy to find your way out of a corn maze. But what was really crazy is this Jason character was relentless. Like, he wouldn't leave us alone. He was just getting a thrill out of scaring my boys. And so both of them were clinging to me in terror. And there came a point where I was thinking, Jason, if you don't take that hockey mask off and show us the way out of here, I'm going to beat you with a corn stalk. Well, we finally made it out. But it wasn't easy. And here's why I'm telling the story. We often think of God's will for our lives like a corn maze. If and when we make the right choice and take the right turn, we will receive God's favor, fulfill our divine destiny, find our way out of the corn maze, and succeed in life. But many of us live in fear that we'll take the wrong job or buy the wrong house or declare the wrong major or marry the wrong person, and suddenly we've lost our way, missed God's will for our lives, and remain lost forever in the maze. See, that's the wrong way to think about God's will. I've heard people even pray, God, if you will just show me your will, I do it. Listen to me. God has not commanded us to figure out His will for our lives and then do it. Now, it is good and right to pray for wisdom in making decisions, but that's far different from trying to figure out God's will. He has not given us that burden. Well, let's back up. Biblically speaking, there are two sides to God's will. God's will of decree and God's will of desire. Now, God's will of decree refers to what God has ordained. We see it in Matthew 10, verse 29 through 30. Not a single sparrow falls to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. So in other words, Jesus is saying, God is large and in charge. He is the great micromanager. Not a speck of dust moves an inch, not a sparrow or a hair falls to the ground unless God wills it. He is sovereign over all things. And the second type of will is God's will of desire. Now, this refers to what God has commanded. 1 John 2:17 says, whoever does the will of God abides forever. The will of God in this passage refers to the way God commands us to live. Those are the two ways the Bible speaks about God's will. I understand that every Christian wants to be obedient to God and wants to be in a place where he or she can be most effective. I get that. I like what Kevin DeYoung says in his book, Just Do Something, which I would recommend to anyone wrestling with this issue. He says, God is not a magic eight ball that we shake up and peer into whenever we have a decision to make. He is a good God who gives us brains, shows us the way of obedience, and invites us to take risks for him. We know God has a plan for our lives. That's wonderful. The problem is we think he's going to tell us the wonderful plan before it unfolds, and we feel like we can know and need to know what God wants every step of the way. But such preoccupation with finding God's will, as well-intentioned as the desire may be, is more folly than freedom. The better way is the biblical way. Seek first the kingdom of God, and then trust that he will take care of our needs even before we know what they are and where we're going. Okay, I had a friend tell me one time that he wanted to go to Africa and be a missionary, but he was scared that he might miss God's will for his life if he did. That's how paralyzing this type of thinking can be. And the sad thing is that there's no freedom. Now, you can never relax and enjoy being God's child if you're constantly worried whether or not you're doing God's will. Kevin DeYoung ends his book saying, live for God, obey the scriptures, think of others before yourself, be holy, love Jesus, and as you do these things, do whatever else you like, with whomever you like, wherever you like, and you'll be walking in the will of God. This echoes Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. May we seek first the kingdom of God, and then play ball. And in so doing, make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again next week on the First Baptist Daily.
You can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't stop us, cause our eyes can see. Man with insight, man in granite, knights in armor and ten on chivalry.